He spent the first few minutes greeting newlyweds and the disabled, and then, after walking briskly across the portico of St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Benedict began his second weekly general audience.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
He announced last week that he was going to continue the catechesis on the Psalms and Canticles of Vespers, which was begun by his predecessor, Pope John Paul II. After giving his full catechesis in Italian, he gave a synopsis in French, Spanish, German, and English.
Dear brothers and sisters, in this week's catechesis, we consider Psalm 120, one of the songs of ascent, which accompanied the ancient pilgrims on their way to the Temple of Jerusalem. The psalmist begins by lifting up his eyes in preparation for an encounter with Israel's God in his holy place. He then invokes the Lord as Israel's God and strength, who constantly watches over his people and saves them from every evil. This faith-filled profession of trust in God's provident concern, which accompanies us at the very moment of our lives, has resounded for centuries in the Church's liturgy and in the prayers of her saints. May the Lord indeed protect us from every evil and grant all that our hearts desire, both now and forever.
After his catechesis, he delighted the crowds in greeting them in several Eastern and Central European languages. Finally, receiving his biggest cheer of the day, he switched back to Italian, saying that, after all, he is the Bishop of Rome.
Alla fine ritorniamo all'italiano perché sono vescovo di Roma.
After all these greetings, the Pope led the tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square in the Lord's Prayer, and then before leaving, gave them his blessing.
Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
I'm Charles Collins.